Do you, where you live in Oxfordshire, receive a parish or village magazine? And it may sound a stupid thing to ask, but if so, do you read it? And if you read it, do you think it helps connect you to your community? That's what we're talking about this morning. One lady who is fully tapped in to the secrets of parish magazine success is Kathy Lauday. She's the editor of Steeple Aston Life and has been voted best editor, beating nearly 700 other entries. I had a chat to her this week and asked her how she received the wonderful news.
I was leaping around the house going, whoop, whoop. I was really chuffed. And I think it's the only magazine in Oxfordshire to have won.
Can I ask, Kathy, how long you've been doing it? How long you've been the editor?
I started in September 2013, so I've edited 46 issues.
So how did you get into it? What made you want to become the editor?
I was an editor in my professional life and a writer, so I knew a bit about producing copy.
And what do you think makes a good editor?
In my case, we're a sort of vehicle to let people in the village know what's happening. So we have a lot of local adverts for the church fete, the flower sale annually, the wit races, things happening at the school, the preschool, the playgroup, the choir concerts, all that kind of thing, that's our main purpose, to let people know what's going on. But I also like to think that we sort of encourage a sort of knowledge between the different sectors in the community.
Well, I was going to ask about sense of community. You know, do you feel like we have to work harder these days to establish a sense of community?
Yes. I mean, I interviewed a woman recently who had been living in the village since she was a land girl, and she's now in her 90s. And she said the biggest difference for her was that she didn't know everybody anymore. That in the old days, when she used to go along to the annual flower show and she looked at the entries on display, she knew all the names, and now she doesn't. And so I've tried to use the magazine to help people get to know their neighbours and other people in the village. We have a feature called Steeple People, which is sort of a brief interview with members of the community so that people learn about their co-inhabitants of the village.
Have a nose at their neighbours, like a nosy neighbour feature,
yeah,
Kathy.
Yeah.
So one of the other things we're talking about today is whether this printed paper copy is still sort of the best way to reach people in 2017. You know, what do you think? Obviously, you believe Steeple Aston Life is still relevant, otherwise you wouldn't be editing it.
Yes, I think so. I mean, we have a website in Steeple Aston, and the website editor is on the committee for the magazine as well. So we do cooperate and duplicate some things. But a lot of people don't look on the internet for their news. I mean, my husband, the first thing he does in the morning is switch on the BBC News site to get the news. I don't. And I think the same is true of lots of people in the village, that the magazine is delivered free to every house in Middle Aston and Steeple Aston. That's over 500 houses every month. You get that reminder. It comes through the letterbox and drops on the doormat. And so you pick it up and look at what it's got to offer. Whereas with an online publication, you've got to remember to look for it. Certainly people are very, very pleased with the magazine and say we should continue with it.
So we were talking about it, you know, sort of forming that sense of community. Do you think it's important in the Steeple Aston community that it continues?
Yes, I think so. I mean, to give you an example, it used to be produced in single sheets and collated and stapled by hand. And in fact, the extent of the magazine was dictated by the size of the kitchen table that it was collated on. And in about 2007, the printer said, you know, I could do this for you. I could print it and collate it. And the collating team said no, they would continue to do it by hand as a village activity. So that it does draw people together. And I mean, for instance, it's distributed by volunteers. There are 17, and they do it because they say it's good to give something to the community. It's a nice way of meeting people and chatting to them and getting to know people.
And what about the other side of it, Kathy? You know, you bring the community together, but there's obviously disputes and things in villages with village life. You know, have you ever had sort of very controversial issues?
Yep.
How do you deal with those?
We accept letters, and the letters can be quite strongly worded. But I think that's part of our role, to let people know what's going on, what current opinion is about changes to the church or about planning regulations or the neighbourhood plan.
And hoping for another, I mean, you say, you know, won an award in 2015, you got best editor in 2016, hoping for success again?
Well, yes, if we came first, that would be the best magazine. That would be the icing on the cake.
Well, good luck with it. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thanks.
It's Cathy Lauday, award-winning editor of Steeple Aston Life. So I want to hear from you this morning. Do you receive a parish magazine? Do you read it? Do you think it does help with the sense of community where you live? Here is a chance to celebrate your local mags and their editors and all the hard work that goes into them. Get in touch. You can call 03459 311 111 or text Oxford and your message to 81333.